Shalom, this is Nade Bat Elel Leon. I hope you are doing well this morning, and I hope everything that you are going through, you are hanging in there and you are not giving up. Will you please join me to pray? Avenu Malakenu, our Father and King, we thank you and we come before you. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we lift ourselves before you this morning and we ask you to come into our lives and make it more than what it is. This morning, we are coming before you. I know in other places it is different times of the day, but whatever time it is for you, we are coming before the Father that he may bring us miracles and revelations. In Yeshua's mighty name, amen. This morning, I want to share this scripture with you, Psalm 103, verse 1 to 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and healeth all thy diseases, and reneweth thy youth like the eagles, and crowneth thee with good things. Beloved, I don't know what you are going through right this moment, but I know that there are a lot of you who have trusted, who have believed, who have lifted up their voices and they've praised and they've danced and they've hoped and they've expected and nothing is happening. You are not alone. And if you look in the scriptures, people have to go through so many things in the scriptures before they achieve their goals or before they get remembered. And if you look so many places in the scriptures, and God remembered, and Elohim remembered, and Yah remembered, and he remembered, and he remembered Hannah, he remembered Rachel, and he remembered Rebecca, he remembered Sarah. Today, I don't know what your issues are, but today, may you be remembered in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. No matter how hard it is, no matter how difficult and impossible it is, there is a way, and he will help you, because he said in his word that they that trust in the Lord will never be ashamed. Today I am going to speak life into your world. Where there is death, there is going to be life. Where there is hopelessness, there is going to be hope. Where there is faithlessness, there is going to be faith. Today you will have faith, you will have strength, and you will rise up, and the things that you couldn't do before, you will be able to do it. When Yeshua came into this world, Jesus, he came to a people to save them, to deliver them, to bring them healing, according to Luke 4:18. He brought recovering of sight to the blind. He brought healing to the sick. And he broke every chains. So today, whatever chain is holding you down, I'm here to tell you Yeshua has broken that chain. Begin to believe it. Trust it. Don't defer it. Stand on it. Call on it. And you will receive it. You are born to win. You are born to excel. You are born to do great and mighty things. And it may not be changing the whole world, but it may be just changing your own mindset. And in the process, changing the mindset of your own family, of your children, of a significant person in your life. It may be that you may change a life of a child. You may change a life of a person you've never even met yet. There is no limit to the things that Elohim can do through you. So today, get up out of yourselves and find something to do that will bring you joy. Shalom. Nadebat Elohim. Shalom, beloved. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper in all things, even as thy soul prospereth and be in good health. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. You know, a lot of people believe and they follow the words of the Bible and they believe, and yet they go through so many obstacles. But this scripture tells us that it is the desire of Yah, our Elohim, that you prosper in all things, even as thy soul prospereth and be in good health. Three things are being spoken right now. If you are not prospering in all things, something is blocking it. And first of all, your soul has to prosper and be in good health. I know there are a lot of people right now listening, and they are wondering if it's going to be well, if it's going to be okay, because it seems like everything they do is not prospering. Their soul is not prospering because they are not joyful, they are not feeling it, and everything seems hopeless and mundane. But then again, their health is just deteriorating, and no matter what they do, it doesn't seem to help. They just keep on getting sick and sick and sick. And lately, more believers are dying of cancer than any other group. And they are dying of so many things, so many deadly diseases, so many simple things. But that is not the end of this world. That is not the end of you. Just because somebody died from their sickness doesn't mean you are going to die. That person is not you. That person's destiny is not your destiny. If you will just begin to believe, according to Hebrews 11 verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not yet seen, you will begin to see the power of the Most High God. If you read Hebrews 3 and you really take your time, you will see how God was grieved with the nation that have seen so many miracles that he wrought. That is the nation of Israel. And yet they chose not to believe and they were afraid. You should not be like that. You should not be afraid. He has taken good care of you. He has watched over you. He is your Yod He Vav He. He is your Elohim. His name is Iyeh Asher Iyeh. I am that I am. He can do all things. He said, I am the God. I am the Yah. I am the Elohim that healeth thee. Therefore, whatever your situation, whether it is your health, whether it is your soul that is ailing, whatever situation that is going on, I want you to believe this morning that you are the exception to the rule, and you are going to rise up above everything else. You're going to soar. You're going to be healed. Yes, the doctors have the facts, but they don't have the truth of God. They don't have the truth of Yah. His truth will set you free. His word is truth. His word is power. Rise up now and believe. Every single person that Yeshua met got delivered. He healed them all. Therefore, today, at the sound of my voice, be healed, be delivered, be removed from the yoke of the enemy in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. His is the power, the kingdom forever and ever. Shalom. Father, I thank you that you have honored this work and you have begun to heal everyone in Yeshua's mighty name. Nade bat El Elyon, nadeni1@gmail.com. Be blessed.